right. What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of SaberSims DFS Office Hours. Today is Wednesday, September 18th of 2024. Looking ahead here, we have a three-game early MLB slate already underway. Good luck to all of you playing that slate. We have a 12-game MLB main slate later this evening, so it should be a fun day of DFS. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew. I'm one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions. Get questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel and our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim teams. Can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do the show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern. We do the show on Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. So tune in and get your questions answered. But apologies for the late start. I was having a technical issue that was a little longer to solve than I would have liked it to be. But either way, we are here and we are ready to rock and roll. So let's get SaberSim pulled up. And first question that came in from the Discord, we'll hit the Discord questions first and then jump over to the live YouTube chat. First question, Andrew, is there anything different you need to do if you're playing cash in the new SaberSim in terms of making sure your cash lineups don't end up in your tournaments and the other way around? Okay, good question. So let's jump back to a slate that I have an entries file for. So let's go back to Monday to Thursday NFL. And, you know, let's say that I'm just in a build that is like a pre-slate build. So say I'm here, right? I'm in this autofill screen and, you know, I'm getting ready to fill my lineups just for my GPPs, right? And maybe not my caches or the other way around. The best thing that you can do here is to filter these by type. So go to type, right click on it. And then let's say I wanted to unselect all the GPPs and I only wanted to leave the cache selected. So what I would do is I would click the mass uncheck all for select all. This will uncheck all of your contests. And then you would basically come back in here and check only the ones that you want. So first is uncheck all and then recheck only the ones you want. Or you can just come in here and say, hey, I don't want to look at my GPPs. I uncheck those. If you have cash contests, only cash will remain. And then you could fill them appropriately. So imagine I want to do something similar, but I maybe only my single entries are my cash lineups, and then all my other ones, 3, 10, 20 entries, are my GPPs, right? So what I could do is I can come into entries. Oh, no, this one will work a little different because it's like a drop down. I'm trying to see if there's like a way I could show this. There isn't a great way to show it because I don't have caches here, but I think you guys kind of get the picture where you just uncheck the one you don't want, fill it, and then basically switch it in this window and then fill the other one in whatever other build you have. So that is going to be the best way to make sure you are differentiating your lineups and they are not overlapping when you are filling your contests. All right, good question there. Next question. Right here. Why did the winning lineup on the Monday night Millie Maker show a negative 5% sim ROI, but when I ran the sims before the start of the slate, the exact same lineup showed as 119.7% sim ROI for this contest? So this is a good question, and I responded in Discord because there was a screenshot which kind of displayed it. But basically, you know, this is a good office hours conversation. The lineup showed up in the field lineups as unique. Now, Matt has talked about this in some of our ultimate exclusive content. When, if you think about it, when a lineup is already showing as unique in SaberSim, then that is effectively the lineup's ceiling ROI. Because a lineup that is unique is going to get as much of the prize pool as is available. Right? So if that lineup comes in duped one time, comes in duped two times, three times, it starts to split that first place prize more and more and more. Therefore, the ROI is going to come down. So that ROI in theory is a little bit more fragile. Now, if you take a lineup that grades out well post-contest sim ROI, but is duped five times, for instance, that really isn't the lineup ceiling ROI, because what if the lineup comes duped 4 times? What if it comes in duped 3 times, 2 times, 1 time, unique, right? There's a little bit of variance in how often a lineup is played. Well, if that lineup comes in played less than we expect, then the actual ceiling ROI of the lineup is indeed higher, right? So there's a bit of a conversation about lineups that are duped a few times actually have more ROI available if it comes in lower owned, which is really hard to predict. Like we are predicting that lineup is going to be played a number of times already, right? So that's why. And those lineups that are duped a couple of times end up being a little bit more resilient to dupes. So just kind of be aware of that. I think that one thing people can possibly do that I think would be a mistake is go into like the post-build filters after a contest sim is like, hey, I only want to play lineups that are duped. And they set like a contest sim dupe filter, like dupes, show me lineups with dupes less than one or something like that. I think that it could actually end up hurting you because you're basically picking lineups that only are showing their ceiling ROI. And I would be open to playing lineups duped 1 time, 2 times, 3 times, 4 times, 5 times in the contest sim if they're still grading out high ROI. So I would say don't avoid those lineups. All right, good question there. Next question. If I'm playing multiple contests, such as single entry, 100 mans, and large field, how do I go about getting the right lineups into the right contest in autofill? Also, is it advisable to use one build for all my entries? Thank you. Good question. You know, I'm more of the thinking that you could probably split this into two builds, maybe like your single entries and your 100 mans in like one build, and then your large field stuff in another build. And then as far as getting the right lineups into the right contest, it's going to be, you know, coming in here and kind of doing something similar we were talking about with the cash where, hey, you know, I'm only going to fill my large field, right? And maybe those are all my 20 max pluses, right? Okay, I'm going to do all of these. And then in the other build, you know, I'm going to do the opposite, right? I'm going to do all the single entries. So you could come in here, uncheck contests, move them around, fill only the contest you've selected. And that's going to be the best way to make sure the right lineups are getting into the right contest. And then if you want to split this into two builds, I think that's totally fine. All right, another question. Also, should you use contest sims for triple ups, quintuple ups, or just optimizer mode? So we don't project ownership for those type of slates. So I would say stick with optimizer mode because that is going to be a little bit more appropriate for the contest type in question here. So I would not use contest sims. And then I would also make sure that I am grading my lineups via projected score. All right, jumping over to live YouTube chat. Too Short said, what's the difference between flagship lineups and the other lineup options, and when do you use either? Good question. So if you go to the contest tab, you go to this field lineup section here, right? If you click this drop down, you're going to see Saber Sim ownership sources. And then you're going to see that we have a bunch of different buckets of ownership here, right? There ends up being 13 total. So basically what we did is we did a back testing project to see how different contests, how players like DFS, I'm sorry, how like we're playing NFL, right? How NFL players come in at different ownership in different DFS contests. And what we found was there was actually a couple different reasons for the players coming in different. One was stakes, right? Low stakes versus like high stake tournaments, sharpness of the people in those contests. The other one was how many entries you're allowed. Is it a single entry? Is it a 20 max? Is it 150 max, right? Those things ended up having a big effect on what ownership levels players came in at. And so we created different ownership buckets to represent the different contest types. So you can see this, like say we go to a build here, right? And then I go to the my own column. So if I go and look at SaberSim low stakes single entry, for instance, and I go and look at the highest owned players. Okay. Breece Hall is like 78% owned. Devontae Smith, 68%. Bijan, 61%. Jalen Hurts, 50%. But what if I go and look at high stakes single entry? You know, how does that change things? Wow. Breece Hall goes from 78 to 93. Devontae Smith from like 67 to 78. Hurts up 5%, all these other guys creeping up as well. So, you know, there are differences, and the field gets to certain plays more often than if they were playing at different stakes, right? So this comes into play in the contest sim very, very much. And the great thing is that you don't really have to change anything, because we do this automatically. When you come into contests and you upload your entry file, we are going to look at the contest. We're going to look at the contest fee. We're going to look at the entrants, and then how many entries are allowed. And we're going to assign the correct set of field lineups for the contest sim. Now, the parameters here are: low stakes is anything $4 and less. Flagship is $5 to $30. Medium stakes is $30 to $100. And then high stakes is anything $100 or more. And then single entry is literally one entry. 20 max encompasses contests that are 2 to 20 entries. And then MME encompasses contests that are 21 to 150 entries. Those are how they default. So those are like the parameters here, but you don't need to do anything different when doing this. And it actually looks like we might have made a change here. It looks like 3-entry contest default to single entry. I know I didn't change any of these. So that might have been a change that the team made when updating everything for the new Saber Sim, which I think is good to have those 3 max contest default to single entry. That's going to be a lot closer if you think about, you know, how close 3 is to 1 versus 3 is to 20. So those are the different field lineups explained. All right. Good question. Next question: any codes, discount links, or codes to join SaberSim? Not right now. The next sale will probably be for Black Friday, so you can expect some communication about such things around that time. All right. Eric said, is multi-fill only available on desktop? No, it should be available on mobile as well. I believe I've late swapped on mobile and used it. Just be aware that we did rename it to autofill. So recently, I think last Friday, we changed single fill to direct fill, and we changed multi-fill to autofill. As long as you are on new.sabersim.com, you should have these, right? So if you're on app.sabersim.com, you might not see them. So make sure you're on new.sabersim.com, and you should have these options available in a new build that you run. All right. So far, so good here. Going to jump back to the Discord, see if there are any additional questions rolling in. And looks like there is one. So let's get this question in the queue. All right. And question says, if I'm only playing low stakes contests on a given slate, so I switch my own gear to low stakes only pre-build, I notice adjusted ownership does move some. Yeah, good question. So the only thing this really affects, like say you go to direct fill, and we're talking about going into the my own. So it defaults to the flagship MME, which is like the large 150 max main contest of on the night. And we're talking about, hey, should I move this down to like low stakes 20 max? So the biggest thing that this affects, it affects Saber score, because Saber score uses adjusted ownership as an input, and changing the ownership changes the adjusted ownership, like you mentioned. And then it affects any type of sum ownership. Or some ownership lineup filter, then it's going to have an impact, right? So that's one reason to change it. Another good reason to change it would be just because, you know, the leverages and the exposures, right? You're comparing those things against the ownership. Like leverage is literally exposure minus ownership. And then, you know, when you're trying to figure out like your leverages and, hey, I want to be 2 to 3x the field. Well, maybe you're looking at the wrong number, right? Maybe you're looking at a number that isn't representative of the contest you're playing. So for those reasons, I think it could be a good thing to change it to the contest that you're primarily playing. I don't think the effect is significant going from like flagship MME to low stakes 20 max, you know, just flipping back and forth here. Players move like 1% to 2% here, as far as I could tell. So some impact, not a major impact, but still can be good practice, right? So if I were to give a recommendation, I would say, yes, it would be a good idea to change it. Another reminder, we have our build review show going live in about 30 minutes here. I do have one person on the list for today. If anybody else wants to get signed up, all you got to do is drop your DK username. Oh, I'm sorry, I have two people signed up today. You got to drop your DK username in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server, and I will add you to the queue. But again, apologies for the late start. Ran into a little bit of technical issues, had to get that sorted out. So we are all set here, caught up with questions in both the Discord and the YouTube chat. So appreciate everybody tuning in. I'll see you all in about 30 minutes. So until then, take care. Good luck. Thanks. Bye.